The Czech authorities have recently been examining claims by a former intelligence agent that a fatal explosion in 1984 was the work of the Communist Secret Police, the STB. 12 people died when a gas mains exploded in the town of Třinec. The agent claims the whole thing was a plot aimed at discrediting dissidents around Václav Havel. However, both historians and the police are sceptical. Rob Cameron reports.
June 1984 was a tragic month for the town of Třinec in northeastern Moravia. 12 people died and a further 9 were injured when a gas mains ruptured and exploded in front of a housing estate as workmen were repairing a heating pipe. For a quarter of a century, the incident has been regarded as nothing more than an accident. On Saturday, however, the Daily Pravo reported that a former STB agent named Karel Muroň had come forward with a startling claim. The explosion was the work of the secret police. A month ago, Mr. Muroň approached the state prosecutor's office in the city of Olomouc to say that the Třinec explosion was planned and executed by the STB. He said he was part of the team behind it before he got cold feet and fled to Poland. Mr. Muroň was quoted by Pravo as saying that 2 Libyans were also involved in the explosion, which was to be blamed on Václav Havel and fellow members of the Charter 77 human rights group. The claims are now being examined by the Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes to decide whether there is any merit in proceeding with a criminal prosecution. However, the organisation's spokesman, Jiří Reichl, is highly sceptical.
After discussion with my colleagues, we think that it's not possible because if it will be job of STB, there will be a lot of people and they will be able to keep it secret.
Also sceptical is Detective Jiří Jícha, who was involved in the original 1984 investigation. He told Pravo it was a fairly open and shut case of negligence. The gas pipe had been exposed without being supported from below. There had been heavy rain causing the soil to shift, and the pipe had ruptured as a result. A local resident noticed and called the police, but seconds later the gas exploded. All this, he said, would have been extremely difficult, if not impossible, to orchestrate. 2 people, including the supervisor overseeing the work, were found guilty of negligence and sent to prison. The Institute is now poring through the archives to confirm whether it was just an accident or something more sinister.
Thanks, Rob. Czech children spend a good